And we are joined in the studio this morning for our radio homeroom. Jack and Taylor from Slinger High School are here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us back.
You bet. Thanks for coming. I'm going to have you just pull that microphone a little closer to you. Yeah, there we go. All right. So, how's what are we in? About a month, 6 weeks into school. How's senior year going?
It's different. Feels a little weird.
Yeah, it's a little quiet in the hallways without the class that just graduated, but it's okay.
Yeah, you guys are a little more mellow than the than the previous class.
Just a little bit. We have that better connection with them than we do with, like, the junior class right now, so kind of miss our friends.
Gotcha. It's always fun, though, when your first year out of high school, you come back for a weekend and you swing in and just go and, you know, catch up with your friends just briefly. You know?
Yeah, there's been some kids that have come back.
Yeah, they just come and stopped and said hi.
Yeah, they'll be back for homecoming, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes.
Yes.
So where do you want to start? What's going on?
Well, next week is homecoming, so the past few weeks have been a lot of prep for that. We do the dress-up days. We make, like, the props for the dance. We do all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, we decorate for the dance. So on that Friday, we do a pep rally, actually, for our school where we have – super fun games, and then, like, the cheerleaders come and they do a program for us, and then the marching band, their drumline does a little piece, and then we announce court, and then we do a memory skit, which is really awesome, where we bring in, like, different clubs, and they represent the school, and it's just a lot of fun at the pep rally.
We should mention that you two are the co-presidents of the student council.
Yes.
So that's why you're doing all this prep work on this stuff.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
How many people on the student council at Slinger?
43 this year.
That's a lot.
We added 12
Big
more
group.
Members.
Wow.
Yes.
That is a lot.
It's helpful, though. We have a lot more things getting done.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And so homecoming is the next big student council event. But you guys are doing stuff all year long.
Oh, yeah. We're always preparing for different events.
We have the Walk United on October 19th, which is where all the schools in the area, Kewaskum, West Bend, Hartford, Slinger, I think that's it.
Yeah.
We're going to walk, like, a portion of a big loop up between all the schools, and then we meet back at Washington County Fairgrounds for, like, a big celebration.
And it's to raise money for United Way of Washington County.
Yes. Yep.
That's so, it. Because the high school principals, I understand, are the co-chairs for this fundraising drive.
Yes, they are. Yeah. Yep.
They're in the organization. Our principal, Mr. Arata, was telling us all about it, and he's very excited about this United Way.
Yeah, it should be a fun day.
For sure.
Because it's interesting when you bring all the schools together for an event, too.
Yeah. Really get that awareness out that we're all connected, even though we may be rivals on maybe the football field or
whatever. Yeah.
We're still together.
Right. So homecoming football game is against
Grafton.
Okay, so
it'll be a tough game.
It'll be a tough game, but our boys, they'll do their best. That's all we ask.
What about other fall sports? Things going well?
The girls' golf team was new just a few years ago. This year they're playing better. They've broken some school records for the girls' golf team, so that's exciting.
Cross country is doing great. Kale Grownhouse is doing amazing as always. I mean, he's one of our strongest runners.
Really, he's also awesome. A student council member.
Yeah, he's also on our student council. We love having him.
He's broken the school record the past two times.
Yeah, he just keeps breaking his record.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah.
And volleyball?
Volleyball's doing great. I don't think they've lost a game yet.
Yeah, they've been playing pretty well.
They've been really awesome. It's a great group of girls that work together when they're on the court.
They're playing at home tonight, so that'll be a big game.
Against West. Oh, we'll see how that goes.
That's for the conference championship, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think they played everyone then.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
That'll be a big game.
All right, and the football team, you said, has had some tough times.
Yeah, there's been some big losses.
Ups and downs, but we always go out and support the boys no matter what.
Right, exactly. All right, let's see. We're going to do homecoming. We're going to do Walk United. What else is going on?
We don't have too much until...
Really, just... end of November, December, when we start getting into, like, our Santa sitters, our senior citizen dinner. That's really what we're looking forward to in the next few months.
We do some teacher appreciation stuff every month, so that takes up some time.
Yeah, always recognizing those teachers and what they do for us.
Okay, all right. And how did, let's talk about Hootie Fest. We talked about that when you were here the last time. How'd that go?
Big success.
It was absolutely amazing. The community really came out, and it was awesome.
A lot of people showed up, a lot of money raised.
Yeah, a lot of little kids came and played our games that we worked hard on.
We were honestly surprised by how many people were there.
Oh, yeah.
Very a lot of help setting up the event, too. That that was very helpful. I think we raised, we raised $8,000 total, and then $2,000 will be going to the United Way.
Okay.
So, awesome. I'm proud of that, yeah.
Awesome. So you guys have been kind of supporting United Way kind of all the way through.
Yes, we are.
This year, each little event we do, we're going to try and put a little bit of money away for them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. There's also a, I just pulled up online here, there's a tailgate party for homecoming.
Oh, there is, yes. Mm-hmm. I think it's like right before the game from like 4 to 6 maybe, something like that. It's in, it's down by Community Park, 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. I think there's live music by one of our former students.
Okay.
His dad is still a teacher in the school. He's a math teacher, so that's exciting. He used to play football, too.
Oh, okay.
This is Jacob Olson, yeah. Very good artist.
So that'll be fun. Something a little different before before the game, huh?
I think we're doing a lot more new things this year. I don't think we've ever done that before.
No, we've never. I know other schools have, and I think we just wanted to try it out.
There you go.
See what happens.
There you go. All right. What else is going on? Just looking to see about see if there's anything else on the website here. Looks like. I think we kind of covered it, didn't we?
Yeah, that's about it.
I believe so.
Do we have a, is there a play this fall?
Yes, there is.
There is,
They're doing Mary Poppins. That's what
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Oh, okay. Another musical where somebody's going to fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
exciting. I think all the kids that are in the production are very excited to
do it. Get to use a PAC, so that's always fun.
Right.
Using a new performing arts center. I mean, it's very beautiful. So
I understand. Yeah, I was planning on going to the Wizard of Oz last year, and I didn't make it because I wanted to see Jane fly.
Oh man.
but you know, that's kind of how it shakes out. But that's coming up this fall. So
yes.
All right. All right. Well, I guess then we'll just remind people. Homecoming game again is
against Grafton
against
next
Grafton
Friday.
On the 4th.
Okay, yep. And come out and support the Owls, right?
Yeah, yes,
of course,
yes, indeed.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That's Taylor and Jack, our Slinger High School student reporters. 101.3 WIBD, AM 1470.